Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
It's a divided America when rural counties can't get decent internet service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. There is a huge internet divide between U.S. cities and rural areas when it comes to getting access to broadband service. Fast broadband speeds are something that city and suburban residents take for granted, but as the Wall Street Journal reports, rural America remains stranded in the dial-up age. Joining us from Boston is Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. Jennifer, your story spotlighted one Missouri county, roughly 80 miles from St. Louis, where a lack of decent internet access has essentially isolated its residents. Why don't you talk about that?
That's right. We went to Washington County in southeastern Missouri, and it's a rural area. It's only about 80 miles from St. Louis. But it couldn't be any more different when it comes to the internet. While in St. Louis you can get these really fast internet packages, you know, $45 a month. You have people in Washington County paying $170 or, you know, more for barely dial-up speed and having to drive to a gas station to try to use the internet there to download pictures. And it's really cause problems in everything from healthcare to emergency services, people trying to run businesses. It's become a real problem that they are frustrated about.
Why is basic internet access so expensive in these areas?
The issue is that it's costly to bring broadband, the gold standard for broadband internet. It's costly to lay that in the ground. And so the costs are divided among people in that area. And so it's just a matter of having fewer people. There's a lower population density in these rural areas. So it just costs more for a company to do it. So it's a bigger investment. And the government has tried to step in with subsidies and so forth, but that hasn't gone so well so far.
How much of the rural U.S. population lacks access to broadband?
About 39% of the U.S. rural population, about 23 million people, lack access to broadband internet service that is defined as fast by the FCC. And that's compared with only about 4% of urban residents.
Why don't you give an example or two of some businesses that have really been impacted by this lack of broadband access?
I visited some sheep farmers. This woman who has a farmer, she has sheep and goats that produce mohair, which is very valuable right now. And in the past, people that had that kind of product would drive to craft fairs in Atlanta or Chicago, and they would all sell. Well, now you don't have to do that, and you can go on Etsy or any number of online marketplaces and sell your product all over the world. But she can't do that. So she's fallen behind, and she's watching other people make very good livings at selling these natural fibers that have become very trendy and popular in Brooklyn and all these places, and she just can't compete. In another case, there's a family doctor in the county seat of Washington County who everything's gone to electronic records. So he has a very hard time keeping up with the mandated requirements for electronic records. And not only that, but he has doctors come in from St. Louis. He has a cardiologist come in every other Thursday to treat residents in Washington County so they don't have to drive up to St. Louis. And this doctor who comes down there needs to be able to look at images between that office and the hospital, and he's not able to do that. And at the same time, the hospital in Washington County, they are a critical access hospital, and so they don't have a lot of specialists on site, but they are the place that you go if you've had a stroke or something, and they stabilize you, and they do a CAT scan. And then given the, you know, technology now, a doctor in far away in another city, a specialist can look at that, and they can guide those doctors, or they can get prepared to receive that patient. The internet at the hospital is so unreliable that it goes down, and they're not able to transmit those images, and so they have to send people along 40 miles to another hospital. So you can imagine, you know, people are losing critical moments. We talked with a big shoe factory, Red Wings Shoe Factory, that their internet has gone down in a number of times, and where they've just gotten behind like thousands of orders because they can't get to their inventory system and can't print out mailing orders, and you know, it's a big problem. It's not just access or speed, but it's a lack of competition. So in a lot of places, a company might have would have backup internet providers, but there really are limited choices in this county.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Levitz of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So is there any way to try to resolve this, seeing as that there are relatively so few people living in these counties? Is it just not cost effective enough for internet companies and the government to, you know, make decent access available?
You know, that's kind of the big question, the debate. You know, it's not a company would argue it's not cost effective. The government has given subsidies, and then the companies are going in, but then some critics say that's still not working because the companies are not putting in fast enough speeds, and so, you know, the people are still being left behind. So one solution that some have looked at is to have communities do this themselves, kind of like they did, you know, with electrification. A lot of co-ops were set up, and so you see some communities doing that. And interestingly enough, I talked with one community that did this. There were no private providers in there, but this community did this on its own and signed a lot of people up and was able to get a very fast service. And then the private providers came in. So, you know, it's there's some people argue if a community invests in this, that's going to cause, you know, bring about more competition and bring more residents and businesses. So there's a variety of solutions being looked at, but you also have a number of people saying that this should be included in a big infrastructure package that's been talked about by President Donald Trump, that this should be considered like roads or bridges, that internet should be another sort of basic infrastructure. So that's a debate that's going on right now as well.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz, thank you very much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.